Answers from attorneys on Ask the Expert are not substitutes for the advice of an attorney. Ask the Expert is a public forum, and questions and responses are not private or confidential or protected by the attorney-client privilege. Attorney is not your attorney, and any statement by attorney is not legal advice. You should not understand any statement in response to any question to propose specific action or address specific circumstances, but only to give you a sense of general principles of law that might affect the situation you describe. Application of these general principles to particular circumstances must be done by a lawyer who has spoken with you in confidence, learned all relevant information, and explored various options. Before acting on these general principles, you should hire a lawyer licensed to practice law in the jurisdiction to which your question pertains. Many legal matters are time-sensitive. You should act without delay in order to protect your rights and interests. By answering questions, attorneys do not form attorney-client relationships with callers.
The following Ask the Expert show is a paid advertisement provided by Aronson & Moss Law Firm, and airing of the program is not to be considered endorsement or recommendation. The opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WMT or Clear Channel Media and Entertainment.
Well, good morning and welcome to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne along with Jim Reddick, and Jim Reddick is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jim. Good morning.
Good to see you again. Tell everybody, once again, if you will, what areas of the law, and there's so many, and how you picked the ones that you're in.
Okay. I'm here today to talk about some estate planning and probate topics.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I concentrate in at the law firm, something that I do that the others do very little of or none of.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I've been here and talked about from time to time is helping people, individuals with debt problems, which is bankruptcy, personal bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
The firm that we're in has five attorneys. We're kind of small, but I like it that way. We focus on the two things I do. There's a criminal attorney there named Chris Nathan. And we have Rebecca Feiereisen, who does family law. She's here and talks, as does Chris, from week to week. And then we've got Jim Aronson and Ryan Moss, who are, you know, the named people in the firm.
Mm-hmm.
Great people to work with, very experienced in the business law, real estate, corporate kinds of things. And I help them out and do some of that stuff, too. I've been doing that for a number of years.
So that's a lot. Now, how many years have you been an attorney?
I really don't want to figure it out exactly, but it's more than 20. Less than 30 in private practice. Let's
well, you've got some great experience and some great background behind you. So if someone wanted to have somebody work on their side, I think you'd be the one to do, right?
Yeah, experience definitely does help in this field.
Because what you see once, you've seen again, haven't you, a couple of times?
You see things over and over again. Sometimes it's only every, 5, 10, 15 years. But when you've seen it before, it does give you a little bit of an idea of how to go about doing something. And after a number of years, you can also see that, people act in certain ways. There are mm-hmm. certain typical ways that they act. So, yeah, I do believe there's a definite advantage to having a lawyer with some experience.
You bet. Well, Jim, we're going to talk this morning, as you mentioned, about one area of estate planning. And if folks have a question about estate planning, please give Jim a call here at 365-0600, 1-800-332-5401, or *600 on your U.S. cellular phone. Well, let's talk about estate planning in general and then the area that you're going to go into.
Okay. Estate planning is the area of law where somebody like me, the lawyer, is going to meet with an individual and advise them on what to do to be ready for the time, for when the time comes that they die. What are you going to do with your property? In addition to that, we know that before a person dies, there's a significant percentage of them who are going to go through a period of time when they're probably not able to function fully, not able to make decisions for themselves. And so for those people, if they've accumulated property, even if it's not very much, somebody needs to take care of that while they're not able to do it for themselves. And that's also part of the planning process. And there's where we talk about such things as powers of attorney, living wills or health care powers of attorney, guardianships, conservatorships, trusteeships, agencies, things of that nature.
Well, this is something you don't want to leave to just if something happens. You want, because there could be some people that aren't necessarily quite honest in the family, but so you want to get this taken care of in advance.
Exactly. By seeing an attorney, you accomplish a couple of things. Number one, you're able to make sure as much as you can that your interests and desires are going to be followed. And number two, if you have a good plan, it should provide some protection for the people that you want to have be a beneficiary for you or benefit from what you've collected over your lifetime. Also, with some better planning, perhaps we're going to be able to protect you as an individual better.
Well, you want to talk this morning, I know, about fiduciary duties. And first of all, explain what it means to be a fiduciary in the first place, and then how about duties in an estate?
Sure. Well, let's talk about what is in a fiduciary. A fiduciary is a person who has a task of presiding over holding property that belongs to another individual. I mean, that's a little bit simplified, but that's what a fiduciary is. They have this care for somebody else's property, and they're doing it not for their own benefit, but for the benefit of the owner of the property.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now, when the fiduciary has this control, would it be control?
Sometimes it's control. It's not always control. Now let's look at a couple of examples. Now in probate, which is after somebody dies as a fiduciary, that fiduciary is what we call the executor. The executor is charged with having control over all of the assets. And when that person does, then he or she has an obligation to use those assets, not for her personal enrichment, but to make sure that they're used for the benefit of the creditors of the estate to the extent that there are good claims, valid claims, and for the people who are going to be the beneficiaries, whoever the will identifies or the heirs, if there's not a will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so there's control there because the law gives the executor or administrator control.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast with that, before somebody dies, we can have a fiduciary situation when we have the power of attorney. The person who's designated is called now an agent under Iowa's law. It used to be called an attorney in fact. That person has some authority over the property, but is not necessarily holding that. The person who created the power of attorney may still have everyday control over it.
Interesting how that works. Now, and they also, you know, this is just a sidelight, but they also have to put something in the paper and say, hey, I'm the executor, and this is these, you know, if you have any debts, give us a call. So you have to be right up front with that, don't you?
Right, right. And we'll talk about that, the duty to disclose, in a little bit later.
Jim Raddick is with me. He is an attorney with Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Jim, can you tell us how they could contact the law firm and where you're located?
Sure. We are located downtown Cedar Rapids at 425 2nd Street Southeast on the 9th floor. If you want to call us, our phone number is 319-363-8199. We have a website we'd love you to look at. That's www.aronsonlaw.com.
Very good. We'll come back and talk more with Jim Raddick in just a moment. You're listening to Ask the Expert on 600 WMT.
600 WMT.
Welcome back to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne, along with Jim Raddick. Jim Raddick is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. We're talking about fiduciary and fiduciary responsibility. What is a fiduciary's responsibility and under a power of attorney, and how does that work?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Jim. One of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this today is that Iowa has a new law that went into effect on July 1st. We adopted what's called the our version of the Uniform Power of Attorney Law. And one of the things that it does that I think is really beneficial is it provides some information on the books, as it were, about what a person acting under a power of attorney is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are those duties? Because, you know, actually we can say the duties haven't changed any before the law or after the law. But now it's written out.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, one of the things that I'm going to do here is I'm just going to tell you that as part of that statute, there is a document that's set out with the idea being that anybody in the general public can get it. And what that does is it has some specific provisions about what a power of attorney agent is supposed to do and some of the things that they can't do.
Would you like to take a phone call?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Let's go to Peg up in Dyersville. Hi, Peg. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. My question is about leaving my property to my children. I have quite a bit of land, and my intention was to split that among all of them, but I understand there'll be tax consequences. So I'm wondering if life insurance, I have about $500,000 of that, if that can be used towards those taxes.
That's a good question, and that's something that comes up very frequently. When we talk about taxes after death, there are two kinds of taxes. There's the federal tax, also known as the estate tax, and then there's the Iowa tax called the inheritance tax. You specifically said you wanted to leave the property to your children. If that's the case, then you do not have to worry about the Iowa inheritance tax. You can leave anything, any amount to the children, unlimited amounts, and the state of Iowa is not going to take a cut of it. If you are concerned about the federal tax, the estate tax, then we're looking at whether or not you have a total estate that's going to have a value of more than $5,300,000. If you do, then the fact that you have some life insurance would be a good asset that could be used to provide liquidity so that after you die, the tax would be owed to the federal government can be paid. There'd be cash there instead of having to sell the land. But I need to tell you that if that's something that you're looking at, the life insurance that you have probably needs to be transferred into a life insurance trust to make sure that you're getting the maximum value from it. And if you transfer it into life insurance trust, you want to do it sooner rather than later, because if you transfer it into a trust and then you die the next day or a year later or up to 3 years later, then it's treated almost like the trust wasn't in existence. The insurance proceeds themselves are taxed, and we'd like to avoid that.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. All right, that's kind of an involved situation there, too, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it is.
And people need to know these things, so that's why they need to sit down with you.
Correct.
Now, going back a little bit to the fiduciary responsibility, you say there's new laws under power of attorney. What's the difference in the laws and the new law and the old law?
The new law sets out some what we call default rules that apply that did not apply before. It, for example, now if you if you list a person as your agent under power of attorney, it's presumed that that power and that authority is going to continue until you die. Before that, it used to be that that person was considered your agent and could only act as your agent as long as you were mentally competent. Mm-hmm. And if you became incompetent, then the person also lost their authority. So that's one of the changes. Another change, as I mentioned, is that there is now this form that's going to be made available that allows people to perhaps more easily try and do it themselves. And I think more importantly, part of that form is a couple of pages where the duties of the fiduciary are spelled out. You know, for example, it lists here, one of them is that you have to try to uphold the agent or principal's expectations. You have to act in good faith. You have to make sure that you don't do anything that you're not authorized to do, and you have to disclose what you're doing. Those are some of the things that are set out.
Interesting how that works. So there are things that you can do and things that you can't do. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's correct.
And what's the major thing you can't do?
Well, you can't act to benefit yourself. You know, when you are a fiduciary, that's why we started out with the fiduciary, why I wanted to do it, is you're acting for the benefit of somebody else.
Okay.
Now, we're probably too short a time. As in anything in the law, there's exceptions. Maybe we'll talk about them next time.
That'd be interesting because, you know, when the laws change, then all of a sudden somebody isn't aware of that law, and you need to be aware right away, don't you?
Right.
Absolutely. Jim Raddick is my guest this morning. He is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Tell me again about your law firm and where you're located and how people can get in touch, and especially with you, too, as far as that goes, as far as any estate planning.
Sure. Aronson & Moss is a law firm with five attorneys. We're located downtown in Cedar Rapids. Our phone number is 319-363-8199, and our website is www.aronsonlaw.com.
Now, Jim, once again, I wanted to ask again, you, the areas of law that you work in addition to estate planning would be?
I also do personal bankruptcies for individuals, not for businesses necessarily, but for individuals who are looking to do a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13.
Very good. And the phone number again to reach you?
The phone number is very important, 319-363-8199.
Now, have you got a website or anything we'd like to talk about?
Yes, we do have a website, www.aronsonlaw.com. And next time I'm here, I might mention my blog, too.
Oh, there we go. All right, yeah. We'll do that. Hey, Jim, thanks for coming in.
It's good being here, Jim.
Thank you.
The preceding Ask the Expert infomercial program has been a paid presentation brought to you by Aronson & Moss Law Firm.